Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, the manifestation podcast where we come into the feeling, the good vibration that we already have attained what we want right now. Because at the end of the day, all of this hard work we're doing, running around, doing this, doing that, thinking about things, taking action, sending messages to people, right? What are we doing it for? We're doing it to get something. And why are we trying to get something? So that we feel better. At the end of the day, we're looking for that feeling. And if you trace back all of your past actions and why you wanted things, at the end of it, you'll find that I did this thing because I really wanted to feel this feeling. So what we do is we bring that feeling back home to our hearts, back home to you, so that you can actually relax, feel content, feel peaceful, and feel really wonderful in your heart and soul. So let's start just by imagining something that you'd love to manifest. And we're doing this not to think about things we don't have or things we want. We're doing this to open up the door that as you experience that, what is it on the other side? What is the feeling state that comes from those things? So just imagine something that you would love to manifest in your life, to experience in your life. Imagine the situation. And just breathing that in nice and calmly, gently. Imagine you're walking through a golden portal, a golden archway into this state, into this place where you have attained that which you desire. You feel a wave of peace flow through your whole being. And just notice, when you have manifested that, how do you feel? And what is different in your life? What is different in your feeling and in your body? And just notice that feeling. What is the ultimate feeling state that you're looking for? For some people it's peace, for some people it's freedom, for some people it's that feeling of unconditional love, or it can be a combination. What do you actually want to feel? In my spiritual life coach practice, we certify people to be spiritual life coaches, and I've personally done spiritual life coaching since 2003. And one of the things I often ask people right at the beginning is, what do you want to feel? What do you want to feel? What's the energy that you're actually seeking? It's a very deep question, because it's getting to the heart and soul of so many things that are driving us, driving our actions, driving our thoughts. What do you want? What do you want to feel? I was talking to one of my clients the other day, and she was telling me that she set up her company because she wanted to be in a situation with good vibe people doing something that she loved in a healthy environment, so that she could feel peace, so she could feel calm, because she was in a previously stressful situation that she didn't feel calm and relaxed. So she wanted to set up this company basically so that she could feel calm. And this is a big breakthrough to realize what was it that I really was wanting to get out of this. And what actually ended up happening, which is often the case when you set up a company, is that she ended up with this situation that wasn't calm at all, because as the company grew and grew and grew, more and more people and more drama and more chaos, then she started feeling even more stressed out and burdened and the opposite of calm. So many times we have good intentions. We're trying to get that feeling state. We do these things to be in an environment that we think is going to lead to us feeling more of those feelings. Sometimes it works, but a lot of the time it doesn't work out at all, and we end up with all these complicated things to deal with that don't make us feel happy. You know, like a lot of people, they want to have all this money so they can have all this stuff, right? And then they get the money and then they get the stuff and then they realize there's all these responsibilities. I have to take care of this house and this house, and I have to deal with the yard care, and I have to deal with all these people. And like all of a sudden they haven't got any time left over, and they're running around managing all their assets and wealth, and it's not working for them. That wasn't what they imagined. Or people think, oh, if only I was in this relationship, then I would be happy and all would be well. Then they get in the relationship and they find out that it's a bit more complicated than that, and there's all these side effects. And I'm not saying there's no point in doing anything, because we are, after all, constant manifestors. We are creators. We're here to create. What I'm sharing today is about really getting clear in your heart on what do you really want fundamentally. And when you know that, when you know that feeling state, not what do you want to have, but what do you want to feel, and even if you want to have things, why do you want them, what do you hope that's going to make you feel? When you come to that level, then you come into the vibrations of that which you desire, which of course is going to pull towards you. It's going to draw towards itself situations and scenarios that are in alignment with it. But that is like a icing on the cake, the cherry on the top. It doesn't matter, because you actually are already there at that point. So I'll give an example. One of the things I like is peace. I like to feel very relaxed. I also like to feel bliss. Bliss is probably the best emotion of all, because it's such a high-level experience. And divine love and freedom and contentment, I would say, and joy. You know, there's a lot. I like to experience lots of good feelings, right? So these are my kind of main ones that I aim to come into that feeling again and again. And what I've realized is that, sure, I can do this thing and get this thing and go to this place and see these people and blah, 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 and add or make my whole life complicated with endless things to do. And you know, there's always things to do, and I like people and I like doing things. But I've realized it's much, much, much more enjoyable if I just choose to lie down and feel I've attained everything and feel the feelings, right? So like this morning, I woke up at 4 o'clock, like I normally do, and I was like, I'm just going to lie in bed, and I'm just going to come into the consciousness that I'm receiving light from beyond. I feel I've attained everything. And I was in such a beautiful, nourished, wonderful, altered, if you could call it, higher state of consciousness, just lying in bed in the morning, right? Not doing anything, just lying there, feeling absolutely wonderful for about 2 or 3 hours. And that's with me now, that feeling, right? And then I can do things. But instead of just packing my day with endless stuff, I'm like, no, Michael, you want to feel good. Just stay in the feelings. Because what happens in that space is I actually enjoy my life. So this morning I had some meetings, and I enjoyed my meetings with my team, you know, talking about projects and upgrading things. If I was thinking, oh, I want to get this meeting out of the way and achieve this success, and then once all these systems are in place, then finally I can feel good, blah, 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 I would be putting it off for months and months. And instead, I just said, let me just feel really good. Let me experience gratitude and love for my team who are here to help me. Right, all these people who work for me, they're all here to help. I'm so grateful. This is wonderful, right? So I'm grateful from my heart. I'm so grateful for their help, for their support. A lovely meeting. Feel good. Enjoy the meeting. Ah, yes. And then come back to the good feeling even more. A little bit of practice. And then I had a webinar I'm creating, you know, a presentation, so I just had my breakfast, enjoyed my breakfast, and then I enjoyed creating my webinar. It's giving blessings. It was a wonderful experience. And then I was watching some documentary that I was interested in, and then now I'm here, right? And I've got another meeting. I'm going to go to the beach, go for a swim, but I'm in no rush. I'm in no rush because I'm interested in being in a good space. And this is a paradigm shift. This is a shift in priorities and a shift in consciousness to really understand what we want. What do you really want? What do you really want? What do you really want to feel? It's game changing when you first of all realize that. And then secondly, to realize that prioritizing the feeling is more important than running around doing endless stuff to get more stuff, to have more things, right? To cut to the chase. Just give me what I want now, right? Why not? So something to consider in these next few days and today, and, you know, take your time. What do you want to feel after all the manifestation of all the things? Ultimately, what is it that you're looking for? And how can you design your life so that you can feel that more frequently? In other words, how can you create space around the activities that you need to do to come into the good feeling? You know, music is one magical tool that you can use, because certain tunes, certain songs can just flick a switch and put you into a different state of being. So I like to have these playlists that are really high vibe. There are also many people who do like MDMA assisted psychotherapy and psychedelic therapy in various ways is becoming more and more popular. Those playlists that you can get on Spotify have really good vibration music. Now, I'm not talking about doing psychedelics. That's a whole separate topic I'm not going to get involved with. But I'm just saying that those sort of playlists have these one that people have like really found out which tunes put people in a higher state of being. And of course, you know, everyone has their own preferences about the music that they personally like. So ultimately, it's what is the tunes that bring you into that higher state? What are the foods that help you feel better? I'll give you a couple of tips. Cashew nut butter and pumpkin seeds and pumpkin seed butter. These release serotonin, which makes you feel better. So if you have lots of cashew nut butter and cashew and pumpkin seeds, they have certain substances in them that naturally help your brain. Right? And then of course there's dancing and there's grounding and there's getting more sleep and of course meditation. You know, I have so many guided meditations on Insight Timer you can listen to, and Aura and other places, and there's meditations all over the place. So what are the meditations that you can listen to? If you can design your life so that you're coming into the feelings and the activities that bring you into a good feeling more and more often, then you actually start to genuinely experience that you are in this higher life right now. And then you can visualize manifesting the life you want, which will also bring you into a different feeling state. And you can keep coming back to it, keep coming back to it. So many of my clients, when I ask them, you know, what do you want? And they say things like, I just want to feel this, this, and this. And I also want to be able to lie in the sun and read a book. Lie in the sun and read a book is one of those classic things that so many people tell me. And I say to them, all right, well, how about we start today? Why don't you start today or tomorrow morning? Just for 5 minutes, just lie in the sun and read a book, because that's what you want. We don't have to put this off for 20 years once you've built a multi-million dollar company. You don't have to wait till you have a multi-million dollar business before you lie in the sun on your couch, you know, near the window and just read a book. Or you don't have to wait until this, this, and this, until you sleep in and have a nice rest. So we have all these weird blocks in our head saying, I can't have this feeling, I can't get this thing I want until I get this other thing I want, and I can't get that other thing until I get this thing, and I can't get that thing until I have to do this, but first I have to do these five other things. And you're like, oh God, this is going to take forever. So why not just get really clear on the feeling? And I'll give you a little tip, something you can do in your mind. If you want to feel peace, for example, or calm, this sounds so basic, but if you practice it, it actually works. Then you just think to yourself, infinite peace. Let's just practice it together. Just think in your mind very calmly, infinite, constant peace. Infinite, constant peace. Infinite, constant peace, right? Just let's just keep it going just for a few more seconds. Infinite peace. Infinite peace. And if you love to feel loving, infinite love, unconditional love, what does it feel like to be in unconditional love, endless love? Ah, yes. Yeah, isn't it a wonderful feeling? Just stay with these thoughts and they'll turn into feelings after a while. So you can imagine the difference between I want, I need, I've got to do all these things, to constant, endless peace, infinite love, unconditional love, So you're just bringing back home to your heart and mind that which you want now. Ah, yes. So my invitation to you this week is, what do you want? Just write it down. What feelings do you want? So you know, put it next to your bed, put it somewhere you see it. What do you actually want, really? How can you design your life so you have more opportunity to feel that? And what are the things that you can do that will help bring that back, whether it's music or eating differently or dancing or certain things, just put you in that state pretty quickly. Meditation. So how can you do more of that in your life? Because then the other things you do to manifest what you want, if there's any activities you're having, you're going to do them from the vibration, from the energy of attainment. Because if we try and manifest what we want while we're stressed, what are we sending out? So the opposite vibration. So when you focus on the feeling first, and then you take action towards these things, you're aligned with that energy as you share and move forward. So thank you so much for your beautiful presence. Come into that feeling more and more. You actually are that feeling. Like, who are you? You're a spiritual being, and you literally are made of these good feelings. And the reason we want them is because that's what we are. And when we come out of alignment with our own nature, we are craving it, which is why we're running around doing all these things, trying to come back to it. But you actually are made of good feelings. You are literally, the consciousness is made of invisible, eternal, good vibrations. Isn't that wonderful? You are literally filled with good vibrations. That's why you like it, because we like being in a natural state. So you're looking for yourself. And instead of thinking after doing all this endless stuff, then you can get there, why don't you just come back home to the fact you already are there? You already are that. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your beautiful presence. I'm very grateful for you. And I look forward to talking soon. And if you enjoy this podcast, I always enjoy people leaving a review just to share anything you found useful, any questions you have, so I can serve you more in your beautiful manifestation journey and feeling good. So big smiles, so much love, and I'll talk to you soon. I'm Michael McIntosh, and it's my great pleasure to be with you today. Many blessings.